This is an executive summary of DST versus real estate syndication, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. A Delaware statutory trust, DST, and a real estate syndication can look similar on the surface, both pool money from multiple investors to own income-producing real estate that someone else manages. But for a 1031 investor, the difference between them is decisive. A syndication typically pools investors into an LLC or limited partnership, LP, to buy or develop a property, and that LLC/LP interest is generally not 1031 eligible. A partnership or membership interest isn't like-kind real property under the tax code. A DST interest, by contrast, is structured to be treated as a direct interest in real property, so it is 1031 eligible. Beyond that pivotal distinction, the two differ in structure and investor rights, in fees and control, and in the kinds of returns they target. This guide compares the basics of each, explains the 1031 eligibility difference, examines structure and investor rights, compares fees and control, and lays out when each makes sense. Note that DST interests are securities offered to accredited investors, and Baker 1031 does not provide tax or legal advice. Verify the current rules with your tax advisor. This is educational information, not investment advice. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.